Welcome to the After Show with Mackenzie Stewart and Amy Shannon.
We have over 15 years of literary experience between us. Our mission is to educate and assist authors of all writing levels.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Hey, doing great, doing great. So today I know that this is a topic that we often talk about both, you know, on this particular show and then also on the Hot Topics show. But, you know, there's just a increased number of books that are being banned. And so wanted to get, you know, if we have callers out there who wants to call in, you can definitely call into the show. But we that's our topic for today. So, Amy, I know that you are reaching out to some of those authors and you're doing reviews for their work. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. A while ago, I was kind of influenced by a local news show my local news. They did a story on a woman in Ohio who was, you know, she was setting up like gift boxes and people could buy like say $40 for a membership, and every month she would send them different copies of different books that had been banned. You know, they weren't anything that she wrote. She just would invest in them and then, you know, get this membership. And a few of the books that were on the air, they just showed briefly, and I kind of quickly wrote down their titles. And I was like, why? I was so interested in why those particular books that they showed were banned. So one of the first things I did was I ordered the one that stood out to me the most, and that was actually the first banned book. You know, I have a list, and it's growing on both my review website and my writer's blog. I have a growing list as I see more books get added to lists. There seems to be a trend, especially of banning books these days, in Texas more so, but I'm not going to point the finger at any particular state. It happens actually around the world. So I read the book, and it was a graphic novel, and it's called Gender Queer, and I learned a lot by reading that book. I really did. I learned things that I did not know about, and so I found the journey of the author. You know, it was kind of like eye-opening and just kind of lends to a world that not everybody knows about or understands, or there are others that are going through similar things, but they think they're alone. One of the biggest things that, topic of books that are being banned, normally and pretty much anything that has to do with religion, you know, if they don't agree, if one religion doesn't agree with another one, they want to ban that book for whatever reason. Unless they are a religious school, religious books are not allowed in school. But some of the books are, LGBTQ, and I learned there's also an A and then a number 2 and an S. So that was something interesting that I had learned. And then I was going through a list of books that were in an article I read about a recent banning of books. So I compared a lot of the books to the list that I already had. And some of them I thought, they call them, okay, there's this book now, it's published by Scholastic Press, which we know is, it's, you know, they publish for, you know, kids in school, you know, it's, I remember the Scholastic Book Club that the school had. We could order the books. There is this book called Ground Zero, a novel of 9/11. They want this removed from school because it tells two different perspectives. One from an American boy and another from an Afghan girl. So they thought that it was showing them as showing Americans as evil or terrorist because it did two sides to the same story.
You know, the thing that strikes me the most is so you're right. There's books are banned all around the world, and you know I'm sure this is probably one or two on the list, which is the Bible, right? And so certain countries
that's actually number one. Yeah, it is.
Certain countries do not want their people within the country to actually read the Bible, right? And so the Bible is banned. I mean, you could definitely get yourself in a lot of trouble. When I say trouble, you could die for reading it. And this sounds very foreign to me. To hear a book ban in the United States. That sounds very foreign to me. And I say it sounds foreign to me because you hear about that in other countries. You don't hear about it, you know, in the United States. And I think that the reasons why that these particular books are being banned, I think it's another opportunity for a group of people to silence stories. I don't care what kind of story it is. They're silencing stories. And I think it's even more, I would say, hypocritical that you're banning books and you've never read the books. I mean, some people, they've never read the books and they're going by what someone else said about the book to why. And I think that if you are wanting to ban a book, you definitely should be able to, you definitely should read the book in order to know what the book says. But I think if a book is giving two perspectives, why is that bad? It's giving you something else to think about. And this is the thing that I want just for people to think about in general. So let's just say, because the book ban list is growing, right? Because I've just heard, you know, just stories about people are feeling as though if they read a book that is discussing LGBTQ in it, they are feeling as though that is just ammunition for more people to fall into that particular group of individuals. And that, I mean, to me, that's so short-sighted, you know, as far as thinking. But my point is this. Okay, so let's imagine this world being this way. So we're banning books, so we're not reading anything other than the people in our bubble, right? And so I'm just saying people in our bubble, our church, people who we go to, our religious groups. So people will go to a church, right, with people who are like mind, you know, same religion, or same thought about religion. Your family bubble, your friends, or your friend bubble, right, because we gravitate to people who are similar to us. So, and then, you know, when you go to school, you know, let's say high school, we're just going to look at high school. And so your friends are, you know, you're in your bubble. So you leave high school, you go to college, and typically you may go to college that is within driving distance. So you can either commute or stay on campus and then come home on the weekend. So you're not in, so you're not interacting with anybody. So you're still seeing the world. You're still seeing the world the way you saw it in high school. You're not learning anything new about anyone else. And then, on, like I said, on the weekends you go home. So you're not connected with the other people on campus. You're not connected with the other activities. Your view is always going to be skewed because you're not interacting with other people. And so the college experience is one in which that you are getting, I'll say the world up underneath your feet, just meaning that you're learning new things. You're talking to different people from around the world, around the country. You may have a suite mate. You may have a housemate, wherever the living situation is on campus. But in order to be able to interact with, you know, those individuals, you need to be able to relate and understand who they are, you know, as a person. And that won't happen. And then we'll still go into the same isolation. And
it's like walking around with blinders on.
Well, then that feeds into discrimination, and it feeds into some of that stuff because, you know, the story that you mentioned about Ground Zero. Okay, so we're not supposed to hear how someone who, because I've read and I've seen stories where after 9/11, you know, certain populations, they were targeted. Why not hear what they have to say? They thought it was despicable too. But hear them. Not everybody is the same. You know, so
no,
if somebody gets
every
locked
war,
up.
Yeah.
If somebody
war,
gets, go ahead.
Somebody, some group is being isolated because it's like the many are being punished because of the few that committed the acts. In World War II, because Pearl Harbor was hit, then Japanese Americans or Japanese that lived in America were put in, they call it encampments. I can't think of the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Germany, well, they just killed anyone they didn't, they didn't like or weren't, their kind of people. But it's, we're supposed to learn from that, and we don't. When 9/11 happened, anyone who, it didn't even matter if they were, you know, an Afghan, if they just looked like that, you know, they had the complexion or they looked like someone, and they were all being rounded up and targeted. You know, so of course they're going to have a point of view. You know, Egyptian Americans, and I'm probably saying Egyptian wrong, and I don't mean to, but, you know, they are not part of Afghanistan, but yet, because of, I don't know, their complexion, maybe? I don't know. You know, it's, they're being round up. And with these stories, you know, I was just going through the list, and that stood out. You know, first that it said 9/11, I'm like, oh, this is a book I've got to read. It just sounded so interesting. And then just, you know, when it said, this is the perspective on this. And then, you know, so that is definitely going to be on my to-read list. Another thing, banning books, it's like, it's one of these causes that I am just extremely passionate about. And I want to read as many of the banned books as I possibly can. Unfortunately, the list is growing, and I am also a professional reviewer, so I take that into consideration too. And the thing that, you know, just because I read them, it doesn't mean that I'm going to like the book. I may learn from it. I may learn that, oh, I don't like it. I've read books before that I had to read because they were in school, and they would be considered banned books, and I read them because I had to, and I didn't like them, but I had to do that. There was another book that I thought was really interesting, and it's a child's book called Michelle Obama, Political Icon. And they didn't want this book in a school because they said that it depicts Donald Trump as a bully.
Okay, I haven't seen that one, Amy, but what I'm hearing you say is that a book that depicts a female, a woman who is a positive influence for everybody, not just women, just for everybody, makes Donald Trump look bad. Okay. Yeah. So
you don't need a book to do that.
Huh?
I'm sorry. We don't get political, but you don't need a book to do that. People make up their own minds, you know, in their political parties. But I know it says political icon, and when I think of Michelle Obama, I don't think of her with politics. I think of the stuff that she's done, you know, more like an activist rather than a politician. That's how I see her. Positive role model.
Right. It's so I don't like that. That floors me because I'm sure there's a book out there that talks about Kamala, and no one wants that out there either. But here are two strong female leaders, and we don't want our, you know, I'll say girls, but boys as well. But we don't want to see what a strong woman looks like, and for people to want to aspire to be strong and emulate some of her positive qualities. I don't really understand that. That like that it to me, it's oppression, and it's just another way to keep a certain group of people down. I think it's quite clear the groups, it's not one, the groups in which people are trying to keep down.
Yeah, I've always liked her, and I did read her, her autobiography called Becoming, and I absolutely loved it. It was about her life, and you know, when she first met her husband and their relationships and their children and their family, it was I learned a lot, and I just realized how much extra I liked her after I read the book. So when I read for many reasons. I read to review. I read to learn something. I read for entertainment. I read for inspiration. And Every time I pick up a book or I have my computer read me a book, especially when my eyes get tired, I am just, I'm listening to the words and I'm like, I'm taking it all in. You know, I don't like every book that I read. Some books I like more than others. Some authors I prefer more than others. And sometimes that's just because I've read every single book that they've read. So I, you know, to do that, you know, you obviously like that person's writing and how they tell a story, whether it's fiction or nonfiction. And then I was looking at other books on the list, and they were, the topics were that they promoted Black Lives Matter. There's one, and it's called Not My Idea, A Book About Whiteness, and that is a promotion for the Black Lives Matter movement, and they didn't want that to be available to children, even though it's a child's book.
I continue to believe that this whole ban is people do not want to be faced with them being prejudiced against other people. Like they don't want that in their face. And so we are choosing the marginalized population to say that what they're doing is not right, and I'm going to use my white privilege to ban the books. Because that's really what it is. Because if a book is being banned, it's not by the LGBTQ community, right? Right? They're not the ones that's banning, right? It just really goes back to the imbalance of justice. It goes back to certain groups of people feel as though they are they rule the world. And we have to stop writing books. We have to stop, you know, voicing our opinion. And if we continue to do so, then we're just going to ban your books. That's just it.
Exactly. And you know, and I was thinking about this, that now with, I'll just call it the digital age, but, you know, the age of the internet and being virtual, and you're getting more publicity by saying, oh, I don't want that book, and making these lists. And I tell you, because people like me are using these lists to decide, oh, which book should I buy next? And it's going to be one of these. And,
there's been many of those books, Amy, that sold out. I mean, they were like the best bestseller, right? Because I really want to know what's really in this book. So let me buy it. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let me buy it.
I bought I bought it on a Kindle, and it's a child's book called I Am Jazz. It's about a transgender child. Well, when the book was written, or it was written about a child who was born male, but in all senses was a girl. And it took, it's not a long book, but it went through her journey on how she figured out, well, how she got people to support her. Like, at first, it was only okay for her to wear her older sister's dresses put on makeup or whatever in the house. she wasn't allowed to do that outside of her house. But eventually, you know, her parents took her to this doctor, and this doctor said, used the word transgender and explained to both her and her parents about what she was going through. And actually, it turned into a reality show on TLC with the same name. But I was reading this book, and I was like, you know, I was very impressed. It's a child's book, and from the moment, you know, came her own person, you know, you're a baby, but then when you start, you know, when you start growing up, you realize things. She knew that she was born in the wrong body, and she was who she was. And
so,
that was a really inspiring story.
So wouldn't that be a story, a great story, for someone who is going through the same thing? Perhaps they don't have supportive parents, but they want to know how to start to have a conversation. Didn't think, oh, maybe I should go to a doctor and talk to a doctor about what I'm feeling, what I'm experiencing. So isn't that what books are supposed to do? We can learn from it and share experiences and then help other people, because that is very, that's very different for someone to feel. You know, I can't imagine what someone would be going through, but if you don't have a support system, it's challenging already. And so a book, you can read a book, you can understand what you're feeling. And sometimes you need the validation to say, I'm okay. I'm reading this. This is telling me that what I'm feeling is okay.
People
need to hear that.
Yes. And after I read the book, it led me to this foundation that the author is part of called Trans Kids Purple Rainbow Foundation. And so I went there and I let them know that I had read the book and reviewed it and all that stuff. I do that when I can, if I know who to contact, just to let them know, especially something that I bought myself and wasn't asked to review. And then when I got to their website, they have this extensive book list. I mean, it was like hundreds of books about being transgender. And I was just amazed. And they ranged from fiction all the way from elementary school to young adult to high school adults. And it also has like resources for parents. And it was so amazing. And, you know, you don't always know if someone is transgender unless they tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, thank you so much for listening. I'm Mackenzie Stewart.
And I'm Amy Shannon. Anything that you need to know about us is on our website, wetheaftershow.wixsite.com/home.
Join us again next time. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.